Your thoughts and your ideas are not your own. You have inherited them from your parents, from your culture, from centuries of history. You want to ground yourself in that reality, in that past, because if you ignore history, if you ignore books and all the lessons that they have, then your world is just going to get narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower. You're not going to be creative. You're going to be frustrated, and bad things will happen to you. Books are the greatest adventure in the world. Can I make the case for why we should read books? It's a strange question for me because for my whole life, books have been the greatest thing that ever happened to me. If I didn't have books, I would be so miserable. It's such an enjoyable experience. But think about it this way. You live in your head with your own thoughts, right? And if you had printed out one day, if somebody printed out on paper what your thoughts were for a week, you'd be astonished at how boring and how trivial and how meaningless they are. The same thoughts recurring over and over and over and over again. The same stupid resentments and things that bother you, etc. Your mind is going in these circles, round and round and round and round and round. Your world is very limited. I'm sorry, it's not a mystery. I know it for a fact because we're all like that, okay? You live in a city with a particular culture. You see the same people every day. You see the same TV shows every day or the same podcasts every day. It's a very narrow, limited world, and you are suffering from it. I'm sorry to say, it's making you suffer. A book takes you out of your world. It is an adventure. You get to travel to ancient Rome and be there with Marcus Aurelius, the emperor, as he's trying to figure out how to manage his own life and his own problems. You get to go to ancient Greece and be there during the Peloponnesian War. You get to see ancient Egypt and all the strange things going on. You get to go to Renaissance Italy and hang out with Leonardo da Vinci. You get to follow Napoleon Bonaparte in his battlefields. You get exposed to these ideas of people that are not your ideas, that are interesting, that are weird, that are strange. You get to expose yourself to theories and to things from other cultures that are almost like from another planet. They're going to open your mind. It's like taking a trip. It's like being able to travel. It's like getting out of your own little world, your own little apartment, and seeing the world, seeing history, seeing who you are. Okay, you are not a creature of today. You are not a creature that was born from like the year 2000. I don't know when you were born, right? That's not the world. The world existed 10,000 years before you. Your thoughts and your ideas are not your own. You have inherited them from your parents, from your culture, from centuries of history. You want to ground yourself in that reality, in that past, because if you ignore history, if you ignore books and all the lessons that they have, then your world is just going to get narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower. You're not going to be creative. You're going to be frustrated, and bad things will happen to you. Books are the greatest adventure in the world. And I personally understand how, if I can't read a book, if I had to go a month without reading a book, I would literally lose my mind, right? Of course, it's an addiction, which isn't so great. You want to build that addiction. That's probably the best addiction that you can have, okay? So if you want, you know, someday I will post, as I will, as we have on my newsletter, lists of books that you can read that are truly exciting, that will lift you, that will give you these experiences that I'm talking about. But please, I beg you, I implore you, we need more people who are reading books today in the world right now.